be yotzei a sukkah like the shita of Rebbe. But he was talking about what if you have a circular sukkah like this. So he said in order to be yotzei this right size, you have to have 24 people sitting around it. Gemara says a person is one amma, so we can might as well label this a circumference of 24 amos. Asks the Gemara, if you have the line of the side of the sukkah that's 4, circumference, pi diameter, should only need to be 12. Says the Gemara, no. Yes, this line is 4, but that's not how you do circumference. You get the circumference by making the hypotenuse, which is 5.6. 5.6 times 3 is going to be 16.8. The Gemara says, still don't understand, it's way off. The Gemara says, lo duck, he wasn't so careful. Asks the Gemara, that's way imprecise to be not careful. So the Gemara says, so it flips it around. It says, Ella Amrle Markashisha Berid Rav Chiskel Rav Ashi. It's like halfway down the page. So, me, this is new. Me Savris. This we can do this in 15 minutes, I think. Me Savris Gavra Be'amsa Yosef. Three lines into, like, past the picture. Who do you hold? Like, who holds that a Gavra, that a person Be'amsa Yosef sits in an amma's worth of space, meaning you calculated wrong. A person does not take up one amma, or a chesem and aleph in the middle. Rather, plusa gavri, three men, betarti amsa in two amos, yasvi sits. Meaning, three people over two amos, each person is two-thirds of an amma wide. Three times two-thirds equals... Two.
Now we don't need 24, yeah. We're not reaching for 24.
So what is it going to be? 16. Right, we're going to go down a third. We used to have 24, so says the Gemara, when he said 24 people, he didn't mean 24 hours, because 24 people don't take up 24 hours. 24 people take up only 16 hours. Only 16 hours, so the circumference will be 16. So says the Gemara, wait a second, though, kama havi lahu, how much will it be to them? Shitsar 16. Anon, we shivsar 17 nithithumsha, 17 minus 1/5 bo'inan we need, meaning 16.8. When we did the math, we found out that a hypotenuse of a 4x4 square is 5.6. 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. You're telling me now that 24 people around is sufficient, which will yield 16 amos of circumference. You're going to be down 0.8. So Rabbi Yochanan, when he said 24 people, meaning 16 amos of circumference is sufficient, he's wrong. The math would yield that you need 16.8 circumference, which would be 24 people and whatever. Half a person. Oh, person and a half. So we need a little bit more. Whatever the math is. So it says the Gemara, lo duck, that he exactly. He wasn't careful. He was slightly imprecise when he said 16 people. When he said 24 people, which yield 16 amos, he was a little bit imprecise. And really, you need 16.8. He was off by 0.8. Fine. He was just rounding up. He was rounding down. He was rounding down, saying if you make sure you have 24 people around your sukkah and it's a circle, you'll know that it can contain a square of 4x4. Problem is, asks the Gemara, wait a second, Amor de Amrinon, let us say that we say, lo duck, he was imprecise, lechumra, in a machmir way. If he had said to me something which yielded 17, I would have said he overshot by 0.2.
But,
right, you can't say, people, if you want to make a round sukkah, make sure you can fit 24 people around. Because that'll give you 16 amos of circumference.
Why not?
Because, wait a second, if a person makes a sukkah like this, good, fine, maybe it's a question, let's hold it off until we finish the math. So, if a person makes a sukkah, let's hold it, and not to reap the end. If a person makes a sukkah that's 16 amos around, you're going to be fine. No, you're going to be down 0.8 of your necessary amos. You're going to be down, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says,
wait, where are you?
Lo, Amor to Amrinan, six lines after the pictures. First word of the word on the line, Chesmen Aleph, Amor to Amrinan, when do we say, Lo Dak, quote, we say that Lachumra. Lekula mi amrinan lo duck. To be lenient, do we really say lo duck? Why would he round down telling me how to make a sukkah? Amr le Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi. Le'olam, really? Gavra be'am sayasa. The person does take up one amma. Go back to our previous assessment of how wide people are. V'Rebbe Yochanan, what's the final pshat? Rebbe Yochanan says this man the amr. Makom gavri lo kachashiv. The place of the people he did not consider. Meaning, let's start our picture all over again. Entirely new understanding of what Rebbe Yochanan means. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you need to have a... He said, you're making a circular sukkah. Make sure you can fit 24 people in it, around in a circle. But when he said that, he wasn't talking about how many people you can fit in the sukkah. He was trying to... He was describing, if you were to, let's say, make the sukkah out of people, like they'd be the wall.
Oh.
So you have... When you're making your sukkah, it's like this. You're excluding... Yes, you're going to have 23 people around. What will be the diameter of a circle? 24 is the circumference. 24 circumference. What will be the diameter? Right. 24 divided by pi, around 8. So when he said the diameter is 8, he meant from the outer edge of...
The body?
Of this guy to the outer edge of this guy. But since each guy sits in one amma, this is going to be, that line over there, this is going to be 8. But if you get rid of guy 1, we lost how many ammas?
1.
If you get rid of guy 2, we lost another amma. The actual diameter of the inner circle you'll be sitting in is only 6. 6 diameter, circumference it, is going to be 18. Says the Gemara, Kamahavalahu, how much will that yield? Tamanri say, Shimona Sar, 18. Asks the Gemara, Bishiv Sar Nechifum Shasagya, with 17 minus a fifth, meaning 16.8 is sufficient. Answers the Gemara, Hainu Deloda. That's what he meant when he said he was imprecise. Ulechumra lodak, and he did it in a chumra direction. He said, make sure you can fit 24 people around. 24 people around will yield a diameter of 8 from outside to outside. If you get rid of the one side, get rid of the other side, the diameter in the middle will be 6. 6 will yield a circumference of 18. Happens to be you could fit a 4x4 square in 16.8, but he was low duck a little bit, he rounded it up to 18. Now you might be wondering, why did he round 16.8 to 18 instead of to 17? Because if you have a circle like this, if he said 24 people, you can fit 24 heads like this. So get rid of this guy. Now the inner is 6. 6 times 3 is 18. So you actually only need the sukkah, the 18, to fit a square of 4x4. Really, you only need 16.8. He rounded up 1.2. Doesn't 1.2 seem a little random? So the Mepharshim pointed out, it wasn't that he was rounding a circumference of 16.8, which is absolutely necessary, to a circumference of 18, which is an overshooting. He was rounding really the hypotenuse of this inner circle of a 4x4 square is 5.6. 5.6 would yield 16.8. He rounded the hypotenuse to 6. 6 will yield 18. So he wasn't rounding in the final measure of the circumference, he was rounding in the diameter, the hypotenuse of that square, saying, make a circle with a diameter of 6 instead of 5.6, we'll just round up to the nearest whole number, and that will yield a circumference of 18. How did he describe that? Make a sukkah, 24 people around, but not including their thickness, you'll have a circumference of 18, which will be as if you needed a diameter of 6. Really, only need a diameter of 5.6, because that'll be the hypotenuse of the square, which would fit inside this sukkah. Draw it? Draw it again? Unless you understand that he was saying that this outer circle is not part of the sukkah, then you're always going to have too much circumference.
They want to get the corners out.
Not just the corners, it's the whole thickness of the band of the sukkah, meaning the thickness of the circle he was describing is not included. There's a huge difference if he's saying you need to be inside a sukkah that's 24 circumference, or you need to be in a sukkah that fits inside a circle of 24 people. He's not saying this has to be the width of your sukkah. He's saying this has to be the width of your sukkah. The circle that would fit inside a circle
right,
of 24 people.
Against 16.8 or 18.
Because really, if you had a square of 4x4,
pi
was 5.6. Circumference it by pi, it would be 16.8. So he rounded this hypotenuse to 6, which would then be a diameter of 6, and times pi will get you 18.
But if only when three people...
No. Even when one person... One eye. Because 24 people around, each guy has one amma, so you knock off this guy, knock off that guy, and knocks off two ammas of thickness in the circle, all around the circle. When you get rid of the whole width of this outer circle, and you're just left with that inner circle where he actually wants you to build your sukkah, and that's only going to be 6 across, not 8 across.
I understand a lot.
Okay. So, we can see
here. Here's this one.
So, show us. Zevi has this cool picture here. We used to be thinking, I'll hold it up. We used to be thinking along the lines, oops, so we fell out. Card. You're about meet points. We used to be thinking along the lines of trying to get them like this. That's beautiful. See this picture top here? I don't know if you can see it so well. There's a wooden circle with guys sitting inside. Top right that you're looking at. There's a circle with guys sitting inside of it. Then we realized, no, it's guys standing. This was a 24 amma circumference. This is only a 18 amma circumference. The second picture over here with the guys standing on the sukkah on the outside. I like that depiction.
We've been eating almonds.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Thank you. I lost your actual page of the Gemara.
I guess like math calculation is a little confusing. Exactly like how, like, what the Gemara is doing and why it changes from like picture to why we went from like circle inside the square to.
Oh, so this circle, okay. So I promised.
What thing is going on? Like,
why is it switching?
I guess the math calculation is what is the flow like doing?
So
hard to understand.
So the Gemara. I'll tell you, I saw this year a Ran that I think is very, very yesodistic, very fundamental. This Gemara, like many, goes through a bunch of stages, which we even mentioned at the beginning of last night, like hold your geometry questions because the Gemara is going to ask them, which it does. It keeps asking, like, wait a second, that's not true. That's only if you have inscribed the other way, whatever. So what's the point of, Zevi was asking this, why is the Gemara go through stages that are going to be obviously proven wrong? So the Gemara in the Darim, I think it was on Lamed Aleph.
That's not really what I'm asking. That's just a Gemara thing. Gemara always asks questions that
you right. Wrong. So what are you asking?
I'm asking, like, what is it trying to accomplish by going, like, switching...
Okay,
like
so
switching like the diagram.
Because okay, so I'll try to answer both questions at once. The Gemara had a cryptic statement of Rabbi Yochanan. He said a very, very vague thing. Sukkah ha'asuya kishon, a circle that's round, if it has in its hekefa, its surroundingness, to sit 24 people, it's kosher. And the Gemara doesn't know what he means by that. It says he must be holding Rebbe, who holds you need a dalet al dalet sukkah. But then it's like, still I don't get it, because if you put the circle inside, it's going to be to this. If you put the circle outside, it's going to that.
So
maybe he rounded, that's bad rounding. Maybe he rounded this way, that's bad rounding. And finally figures out, this is what he must have meant. So it goes through all these stages to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan meant by this cryptic one-liner.
We're going to put the circle inside the square because we just thought that's what he meant.
We thought he was talking about...
We're going to need something bigger. So we put the circle outside the square because that would give us something bigger.
Yeah.
And then we said we're going to take the hypotenuse because that will give us something bigger. We're just trying to make it bigger to fit 24...
Well, those stages we keep realizing our math is wrong. We keep realizing, wait a second, if we're trying to suggest this is what he meant, it can't be this what he meant, because that's mathematically false. So that's why he keeps going through those stages.
Right, it's not big enough that he reached
24. No, but some of the math is wrong. Some of the math that Gemara said, oh, this is what it means. Then it said, no, but that's not true. Like, when it had a stage where it thought that you find the circumference of a square by doing pi times the side of the square, basically.
I wonder how big a person is.
Why did I say that?
Down here it said, wait a second, if you only need 4x4, 3 times 4 is 12. That's totally wrong. So this
comes...
But it's not... But why would you... But if it said he holds like Rebbe, that the bare minimum is 4x4 square, why would you put a circle inside that's going to be smaller than 4x4 square? Meaning if you
Right.
So now to get to the other point, which is then why the Gemara do that. So I saw this Ron this year that we said say this 15 seconds. They said like the Gemara had a whole Shach Vataria asking something about a whole back and forth in the Gemara, give and take in the Gemara, where it said that somebody made a nether offering his friend, is he allowed to sell stuff to him, buy stuff from him, back and forth, and it said the case is that it cost this, but back and forth, and it reached the Maskana, reached the conclusion. And the Ron says the Gemara all along knew that the first 5 attempts were going to fail. But it left them in the Gemara because each one of them, in and of itself, teaches you an important principle. And it's important to know those facts, even if they don't wind up helping us in this discussion. So when the Gemara leaves in here that by the way, the way you find a circumference is pi times the diameter, it turns out to be irrelevant in the first step of our conversation, but it's a good thing to know and will impact the rest of the discussion and other sugyas. So maybe that's why the Gemara left that in, even though it's false for here.
Sure,
great jobs.